You have an idea that the world needs. So what's stopping you from bringing it to life? Hi, Ray Slaom here, the founder of Faithonomics and the host of the Faithonomics podcast. And I want to invite you to explore our Doers Creative, a growing community of faith-inspired doers just like you, collaborating with one another and bringing their bold ideas for good to life. Check us out today and explore the creative through a free, no-obligation trial at faithonomics.com/creative or by following the link in today's episode description. With tailored content for aspiring authors, digital creators, social entrepreneurs, and innovative ministers, you'll find the education, tools, and resources you need to start bringing your own idea for good to life. Check us out today at faithonomics.com/creative. You are listening to the Faithonomics Podcast, a podcast that celebrates the journeys of faith-inspired leaders who are reimagining ministry and vocation in creative and innovative ways. From authors and activists to entrepreneurs and social impact leaders, here we elevate the lived experiences and wisdom of faith-inspired doers brave enough to embrace their wild imagination. I am your host, Ray Slaom. Let's get inspired together. Hello, everyone. It's Race here, the founder of Faithonomics and the host of the Faithonomics podcast. And welcome to another spotlight episode where we pause to explore the ways we are bringing our wild ideas to life right here at Faithonomics. Our hope for these episodes is to be as transparent as we can in order to begin demystifying the startup process for you, another faith-inspired doer. So today I plan to share with you six things I've learned from bootstrapping Faithonomics. If you are unfamiliar with the term bootstrapping, in the context of entrepreneurship, bootstrapping refers to starting and growing a business with minimal external resources or capital. So basically, instead of relying on outside funding, such as venture capital or bank loans, bootstrapped entrepreneurs use their own savings, revenue generated by the business, and/or other creative strategies to fund their operations and growth. So to begin, I want to give you a bit of background. I began working on Faithonomics as far back as 2018. Now, I didn't incorporate as a business until 2021, but from 2018 until right now, April of 2024, I have been bootstrapping Faithonomics, mostly by pulling together my own financial resources to continue moving Faithonomics forward, but also by getting super creative at how I keep my cost down. But it has been a journey and I've learned a lot. So I'm super excited to share these learnings with you today. And with that being said, let's dive right into what I believe is the most important learning any bootstrapper can understand, and that is the ability to even consider bootstrapping is rooted in someone's economic privilege. Now, if you know me and my commitment to economic justice and financial well-being, you're probably not surprised that this is what I'm leading with, but it is important to understand. I am extremely privileged that I have the opportunity to be doing what I am doing. I am fortunate to have the flexibility in my budget to reroute funds to support Faithonomics every month. I am fortunate to have a full-time job that provides me with that disposable income. And I'm fortunate to not be saddled with debt that would make all of this so much harder. Now, in reality, I still have student debt. And I still have the obligations of a full-time job. But if I didn't have that debt at least under control, or I didn't have that primary source of income, I wouldn't have been able to get to where I currently am. So yes, I am privileged in that aspect, and I do not take that privilege lightly. Still, I don't have tens of thousands of dollars just sitting around in a savings account that I can dip into when I have a bold idea that I want to bring to life. So I am still stretched thin, and I still have to be intentional and creative about what I spend my money on, which brings me to my second learning: start small and focus on what is really essential. As a bootstrapper, I've had to learn that every dollar counts. So I've had to resist the temptation to splurge on a fancy website or expensive equipment. Instead, I had to focus on the core elements of Faithonomics that would begin generating some source of revenue. So practically speaking, for me, this meant things like working from home instead of paying for a nice office space, or leveraging free or low-cost tools. You may remember from a previous episode that my podcast mic is a $20 mic from Target. It is not fancy, but it works. So if you are thinking about bootstrapping your business, remember that you have to start small and focus on what will begin to generate you revenue early on. Learning number three: test and validate your idea before investing too much of your time and money up front. I've really learned to embrace the lean startup methodology. The lean startup approach is all about building, measuring, and learning quickly instead of spending months or years developing a product or service, which is what I am actually guilty of. But remember, the idea for Faithonomics takes us all the way back to 2018, and it's now 2024. And only this month, April of 2024, am I launching Faithonomics Doers Creative. However, I think it's important to know that the Doers Creative was not my first product. My original MVP, or minimum viable product, was a platform called Faithonomics Plus. And if you have never heard of it, well, there's a reason. It wasn't successful. And that was even after I validated the idea through market research and customer surveys. Yet when I market tested Faithonomics Plus in real time, it failed. However, because I was operating in this lean startup style, I was able to pivot. And oh, it crushed me at first, because I had still funneled thousands of dollars into that original offering, only for the market to tell me, Race, this isn't quite right. But because I was being lean and because I was being strategic, I was able to pivot and continue to learn and grow my product. Lesson number four: prioritize sales and marketing. No matter how great your product or service is, it won't matter if nobody knows about it. So make sure you are making sales and marketing a top priority from the outset, even if it means stepping outside of your comfort zone. Believe me, this is one of the biggest growth points for me as an entrepreneur. I do not consider myself a salesperson. And believe me, as soon as I can, I will be outsourcing my sales and marketing. But I do believe in what I offer and the impact Faithonomics can have long term. So with that belief and vision, yes, I send cold emails. I attend networking events. I leverage social media at every opportunity. And I am always talking about Faithonomics, regardless of where I am. Now, listen, I am still figuring this out, because Faithonomics is a digital startup studio and impact creative, but our niche is a bit focused, right? Faith-inspired and progressive authors, digital creators, social entrepreneurs, and innovative ministers. So if I'm being honest with you, I would say only about 10% of my outreach makes it to the right person, meaning that 90% of my outreach isn't quite landing where it needs to land. And this is something that I'm continuing to learn on and grow on, but I've also learned that that 10% is what really matters. So keep trying, keep networking, keep pushing your product and vision out into the world, and slowly but surely, you will see the returns. Lesson number five: consider all the ways you can get money, no strings attached. I understand that we are trying to bootstrap here, so traditional sources of funding like bank loans and venture capital is out of the question. But that doesn't mean all of your capital has to come directly from your personal bank account. explore crowdfunding options. For example, I did a 30 for 30 campaign that allowed my family and friends to contribute toward my long-term vision of Faithonomics by donating $30 for my 30th birthday. Now, of course, that didn't generate thousands of dollars, but it gave me a little financial boost, right? And that's what's important here. You can also explore things like grants, partnerships, and even revenue sharing agreements to help finance your startup in a way that allows you to avoid debt without giving away any equity. You can also barter. I know that sounds weird, but think of it more as a radical collaboration. Are there organizations, businesses, or individuals out there that you can partner with or collaborate with in a way that propels both of you forward? Inside the Doers Creative, you'll find a partnership directory, and many of these partners are such collaborators, helping me save costs in some way, but also helping them lean into their mission. So get creative and think strategically about money and finances, because bootstrapping is a journey. And if you aren't thinking about your money from day one, it's not going to work. Which brings me to the final lesson I've learned, lesson number 6, get resilient. Bootstrapping isn't for the faint of heart. Quite honestly, if you do not know how to navigate financial stress, bootstrapping may not be for you. The key word there is yet, right? You can learn strategies to help better equip you to navigate stress, persevere, and build a more resilient mindset. But note that this journey is one that comes with challenges, setbacks, and periods of doubt along the way. You are likely going to stumble and fail many times and need to pivot before you get anything right. But if you are resilient and diligent and you keep your vision front and centered, you'll learn just how quickly you can bring your bold idea for good to life. So there we have it. My 6 lessons. Here is a quick recap. Lesson number 1, understand that bootstrapping is a privilege. Lesson number 2, start small and focus on what's essential. Lesson number 3, test and validate your idea early on. Lesson number 4, prioritize sales and marketing. Lesson number 5, consider all the ways you can get money, no strings attached. And lesson number 6, get resilient. I will say I am amazed every day by the bold ideas you all have for good. And I am honored to be a mentor and a companion on so many of your journeys. So if you found this helpful today, I want to personally invite you to check out Faithonomics Doers Creative, which is filled with education just like this, very practical resources, and most importantly, the community you need to help you make your vision a reality. You can learn more by visiting faithonomics.com/creative or simply following the link in today's episode description. If you found us via social media, just send us a DM and we will direct you to the right location. But with that being said, thank you for joining me for this special spotlight episode of the Faithonomics podcast. I hope you found these lessons helpful, and I hope you'll consider giving the show a follow if you don't already follow us and leaving us a good review, as it helps other faith-inspired doers just like you find the show. Once again, my name is Race Lamb, the founder of Faithonomics and the host of the Faithonomics podcast. You can also connect with me on all your favorite socials, at Race Lamb, and that is Race with a Y, so RayceLamb. And I would love to be in community with you and have conversations with you. And with that, I will see you again next week, ready to embrace our wild imagination again with a new featured guest right here on the Faithonomics podcast. Until then, go in peace, embrace your wild imagination, and let's start bringing your bold idea for good to life.